Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Celebrated album Talking Book, that is Stevie Wonder and Superstition. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is the Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. A big shout out to our partnered stations, our sponsors, and of course you, the listeners. I hope that you're enjoying the show. 50 songs that turned 50 this year. And Superstition is one of those songs. Stevie Wonder talks about it. And he wrote the song because he's actually not superstitious. In the lyric, he says, when you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer. He doesn't believe in the number 13 and, you know, walking under ladders and broken glass, that kind of thing. And I sort of stand with him on that one. At least I think I do. Coming up on the show, Gordon Lightfoot and a song from 1972, You Are What I Am. Gordon is a lovely, lovely gentleman. I've done the tribute to him a couple of times. It was always put on by Jory Nash and usually was at Hugh's Room in Toronto. And Gordon would sit in the audience and check out the performances. Like I said, he is salt of the earth, and I only wish the best for the Aurelia-born singer-songwriter. And legend, that is. Lawrence Martin, someone who should have been a legend, and appears again on the North Native North America Volume 1, has a song on the show called I Got My Music. He is a musician born in Moose Factory, Ontario, and although he is an entertainer, he is also a politician and became the first Aboriginal mayor in his municipality. He uses music as one of the ways to get supporters, which I think if I was a politician, I would probably do that too. And before that, we will listen to Reeling in the Years, Steely Dan. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin recently mentioned just how much he loves the solo in this song, the guitar solo, that is. It's one of his favorites, is what he said. Before that, let's get things going here with a song called I Shouldn't Have Did What I Done. Raised along the banks of the Skeena and the Nas River in British Columbia, the Chieftones met each other at a residential school in Edmonton, Alberta. For your listening pleasure here on the jukebox, the Chieftones.
So out of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Slowing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You're doing to me, and I've done. right back up, 'cause you are what I am. I'm loving you forever if I can. Been blue. You got the combination, gal, to keep me straight and true, 'cause you are what I am. I'm loving you forever if I can. You make time stand still. You do it now and you always will. You take me as I am. Lucky too, without two or three, just me and you, 'cause you are what I am. I'm loving you forever if I can.
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah.
is music from Curtis Mayfield and his third studio album, which was the soundtrack to the movie Superfly. Obviously, the title of the song is the same, as you probably already know. Curtis Mayfield is certainly one of those characters in musical history who influenced so many people, including Bob Marley, who wrote One Love after an encounter with Curtis Mayfield. Leland Bell comes up on the show with a song called Messenger, and this particular artist is from Manitoulin Island and appears on Native North America Volume 1. Obviously a record that you've got to get after hearing this show. Dobie Gray with Drift Away. Yep, you know that one. It was a big, big hit, peaking at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1973. A song that would earn Dobie Gray a nomination for a Grammy. Speaking of Bob Marley, he's up on the show with Get Up, Stand Up. This song also is a tune written by Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer. Obviously, Tosh leads the charge on the second verse on this particular song, and you can tell it's obviously not Marley's voice. Tosh just had a tougher, more aggressive approach to his vocal. That's all I'm saying. Both are pretty amazing artists, obviously. They are legends. Willie Mitchell's up on the show, and Willie Mitchell toured most of the 70s with his Desert River Band while playing an active role in his community as well. He is also one of the co-organizers of the 1980 Sweetgrass Festival in Quebec. Here is Birch Bark Letter by Willie Mitchell on the jukebox.
I wrote her a letter from the bark of a tree. I was telling her that I would soon be there. As the fire was lifting, my mind started drifting, drifting like the smoke curled in the air. The teepee flaps were open, and the sand was all alive, and the smoke made everything look old. I've seen her in the fire, and I've seen her in the earth. Everything she touches turns to gold. I could see her in the water, I could see her in the clouds, singing like a bird who lost a friend. I have prayed to the spirit, and I thanked him for our love. I thanked him for the love that never ends.